The following practice is brought to you by Dr. Kira Byrne. To hear more, please visit sagefertility.com. Taking a moment to find a dignified and upright posture with both feet on the floor, allowing the eyes to gently close or soften your gaze down to the floor if that feels right to you. Taking a nice deep in-breath, feeling the chest expand, and a slow out-breath, releasing the breath, relaxing outward. Again, breathing in, filling the chest and the lungs, and a slow out-breath, releasing, letting go. One more time, inhaling deeply, and a slow out-breath, relaxing outward. Letting go of your control of the breath and allowing the breath to resume in its natural rhythm. Trusting your body to breathe just right. Observing rather than controlling the breath. Sensing how the chest lifts and falls away with each breath. Following as best you can the entire cycle of the breath. The inhale and the exhale. Now, noticing where it is easiest to feel the breath. It might be at the nostrils, the inflow and outflow there. It might be a rising and falling sensation in the chest. Maybe the expanding and deflating at the belly. Or you might prefer feeling the whole body breathing. And inflating and expanding on the in-breath and relaxing, settling with the out-breath. Wherever you find the breath easiest or most pleasant to detect, rest with the breath there. If it's difficult to feel your breath, place the palm of your hand on your belly and leave it there. Feel the rise and fall of your breath in the palm of your hand. simply following the sensations of each rising breath and falling breath. As you begin to settle and sit with what is going on inside you, you may become aware of feelings, of emotions. There might be feelings of fear or of frustration. We are living through a time of great uncertainty. We don't know what the future holds. There might be feelings of grief or of sadness. Acknowledge the feelings that are present. Perhaps with a slight bow. Allow them to open even stronger if that's what they need. Or you may not feel anything. There might just be a numbness. And that's fine too. The tears that we've carried from the last weeks of our lives, things that we've experienced or felt, but haven't had time to let ourselves touch deeply. Bring a tenderness towards what is being carried as we go through this worldwide crisis together. And then, when you've honored these feelings, return your attention to the breath. Let your breath help you know that you're right here. Allowing the breath to be an anchor to the present moment, right here, right now, this breath.